Static on the line, so I think about eight people hung up, but about 40 stayed on the line. And so I thank God for this, because I heard some say that they knew that that it was what the enemy wanted for us to hang up, and I'm in agreement with that. What I want to show you, that I want to understand is that I had been on the line with a group in Texas on Tuesday last week, and they had the same problem with static. That, and I'm saying this because we need to understand we have an enemy that's working full time. I don't believe Satan sleeps, and we know God doesn't, but we know God is greater, and he's the one that we turn to, and we're the one that we can trust to fight our battles. But what when we doing, as believers, we know, as we begin to do the things that God is requiring of us, that we have an enemy. There's a battle that we're fighting. But our part is faith. And he said, we just fight the good fight of faith, because God said the battle is his. And what I was wanting to let you know was, there was three different groups last week. One in out of Texas. Our host is out of Florida. And there was a North Carolina church that also had the same problem. The host in North Carolina asked all their guests to just hang up but call back in. And they did that, and that's how they were able to hear. And the Texas group, it just kind of, you know, it was a little bit static, but everybody just endured, and we tried, you know, got a lot out of what was said. But it's, when it's not clear, it's hard, and some get very upset, and like I say, some just plain hang up. But what we need to understand is that as the Lord is leading us deeper into his word, and we are walking closer with him, we're going to have to make decisions sometime to, instead of giving in, we're going to have to be persistent and continue to pray and not to give up. The scriptures that the Lord had given me for last week were Matthew's chapter 6, the 33rd and the 34th verse, which when we begin to draw nigh to the Lord, there's some steps that we need to know that how to take the steps to get to where the Lord is trying to get us to. And as we enter into the busy season of the holiday season, we need to understand that there are some things we need to do so that we can stay encouraged but also stay focused. And as it was sharing, it was like the first scripture was the Matthew scripture that talked to us about, that first thing we do is seek God. We seek him and his righteousness. Make sure we're connected, that we're in right standing with God. And then after we do that, the next scripture that we shared was Psalms 100, verse 4, where he tells us, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. The instruction as to how to enter into the presence of God is some of the most instruction you can get. Because, you know, we've been talking all these years about prayer, but except we enter into the presence of God, we have not really prayed. We have to start in the outer court, and then it said enter the gates with thanksgiving. The first thing we need to tell God is thank you. And because there's so many things that he have done that would not have happened if God had not been merciful on us. And as we understand that, then we can begin to tell him thank you before we can begin to ask him for anything. And so in learning how to approach God is extremely important. So we're learning how to go from the outer court to the inner court to the holy place, but then that's not where God dwells at. God dwells in the Holy of Holies. And so that's meaning that God doesn't deal with flesh. And in order to go into the presence of God, the scriptures say God is a spirit, and we that deal with God it has to be in spirit and in truth. Mm-hmm. And so when we learn how to do that, we have to also learn how to step outside of flesh and into the operate in the spirit realm, and then we should truly are connected with the Father. And in the Holy of Holies, that's where the Ark of the Covenant is. And in that Ark, there is the Ten Commandments, which is the law. There's the things that God have given down through the years as a stepping stone for how to walk with Him. And there is the pot of manna that represents provision. Also, it talked about when the Israelites was in the wilderness, God provided for them, and it was manna that He gave them. But He also gave them some instructions as to gather only what they needed for each day, because Amen. If they gathered enough for 2 days, then it wouldn't be any good for the second day, because I believe the scripture talks about that it would rot. So what God is letting them know, to depend on Him, there's some things we need to know. And as we try to learn how to walk closer to the Lord, then we also need to realize we do have an enemy, and we have to be able to follow the scripture and keeping the enemy from overtaking us and helping and keeping us, pulling us off focus, that we can follow the guideline that we find in the Word, and know that in Psalms 91, it talks about the enemies on our feet. The scripture said that when Jesus rose and He said that He came back with all power in His hand. So death, hell, and the grave, He had conquered it all. He had taken the power that Satan had been given when mankind fell in the garden, when they disobeyed God and the Garden of Eve, then they lost the power that had been given to them from the beginning. But Jesus came and restored back to us, to believers, to mankind, the authority that we had when God created man. So, and we have to learn how to navigate the waters, the storms of life, and be able to stay connected with the Father, because the minute we are disconnected from God, then we are prey for the enemy. And then and we have to stay where there is, I say, life flowing in the vein. And when we stay connected to the vine, that's what happens. Life flows into us as believers, and with life, we're able to produce the fruit, and that's what we're supposed to be doing as believers. We're not just here without purpose. We are here to accomplish the purpose in which God had created us to accomplish. And to do that, we have to know what the Word say. And it says, for everything there's a time and a season. What time is this we're in now? What season is this? And we read the scripture, the 24th chapter of Matthew. We understand that this is perilous times. There's things going on that we're having to experience and deal with that we've never had before. So how do we maneuver in this time where it seems like every day there's a new crisis? And so as we're sharing the Word, as we're praying, I asked, Lord, what would you have me to share with the people? And so it was like today, I felt like I needed to go back and let you understand that where we are right now, we need to understand warfare, spiritual warfare, and what is our part in that. We know that God has said the battles are not yours. We are not, and our weapons are not carnal like man. So mm-hmm. we don't use guns and knives and swords and things to fight. Our battle is a battle of faith. Is what does it mean? Would mean that we have to believe the Word from Genesis to Revelation. What God has said, we have to accept it, believe it, and even when we don't understand it, we have to trust the one that wrote it, or the one that is creator of all things. And when we do that, God has given, He said when Jesus went back after His death on the cross to pay for our sins, then He said, I will send another, the Father sent another comforter, which was his spirit, the Holy Spirit, to live in us. And we're supposedly able to do more greater works, Jesus said, than he was doing, because at the time he was here, the Holy Spirit didn't live in the believers. The Holy Spirit came upon the believers when they were doing some work for the Master. They would have the Spirit upon them that to help them accomplish what it was they had been doing. But when Jesus went back to the Father, where he's at the right hand now, interceding for us, and the Holy Spirit came, it's so that the Holy Spirit is to live in every believer. And that is, it empowers us to then go forth, and whatever God tells us to do or the assignment he gives, we are able to accomplish it, because it's not us doing the work. We are just a vessel that God used, and it's the power of the Holy Spirit, just like it was when God created the earth. He said, let there be, and the Holy Spirit brought everything forth. Now, the Holy Spirit lives in us, and when God gives us an assignment, and it's something we need to do for the Master, for the advancement of the kingdom, it is making ourselves available to the Holy Spirit, and then the work is done. And as long as we stay focused, that can continue to happen. But we only can stay focused if we don't let the enemy lead us in a direction that pulls us off focus and get us disconnected to the one that is our life source. And so as we look at the scripture, the other scripture last week was Psalms 46 and 10. Because one thing we have to learn also is, another thing we need to learn is how to be still in the presence of God. We all, you don't really have to teach a baby how to talk, but if they shortly, when after they get a few months old, they're going to begin saying something, even if you don't understand what they're saying. But what we have to do is learn how to be quiet. Now, so we all know how to talk to God, but then after we make our petition known, or our request known, then we need to learn how to be still in his presence, in his holiness, and hear what he's saying to us, because that's the part we really need to be able to do what it is we are here for, and get the instruction, because we know that many things we've tore up or had problems with, as we buy equipment and stuff, because we don't read instructions to learn how to put it together, how to operate it. We just feel like we know enough and we start out. And then in doing so, I've not been able to put stuff together and then not operate it correctly, which gives us a short life. Same thing with I've said many times, as it is in the natural, so it is in the spirit realm. We need to know how to do what it is God has required of us. The only way we're going to know is we're going to study the word and do as he has asked us to pray, be persistent in our prayer life, and not only make a request, but then be still and get the instructions for what it is he's calling us to do at that time. And when we learn these things, then we will be able to continue and know. And the other thing is the gift of discernment. And God gives each one of us, give all of us gifts. And some of us have the same gift. But he blesses us to know how to operate in the gifts in which he's given us. One of the gifts that we need as believers is the gift of discernment. Because we need to be able to see and to understand what it is we're looking at, what we are dealing with, and how to deal with it. And in doing that, then we know that when we come up against something that is not just a normal, everyday thing we're dealing with, then, and when I looked at it and I said, three states, three different Bible study groups, not even connected with each other, that and have the same problem, that said to me that that was demonic. That and the only way you deal with the demonic issue is through spiritual warfare. How do you do that? You have to get instruction from the Father, because, again, our weapons are not carnal. So we don't know of ourselves. We can't deal with spiritual warfare on our own. We have to get the instructions and then follow what God says. And when we do that, we are more than conquerors, and we are able to, as Jesus had said we would, do greater things than he did. Why? Because we have the Holy Spirit, and there was 12 of those that he trained to take over when he went back to the Father. But you think how many millions of believers there is worldwide now that is supposed to be advancing the kingdom, sharing the gospel, and the mystery of it, because to those that don't know Jesus, the scripture is foolishness. But only to those that know him do they know that it's not foolishness, but it's hid from those that don't know him. And the only way you can unravel the word is by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that God gives. And when he does that, it's not for us to just have more knowledge of the word, but it's for us to know how to help others to come into the knowledge of the word, and not just come into it, but how to walk it out. You know, we don't want to just read the word and have an understanding of it. We have to learn how to live the word. Yes. We are lights of the earth, and we're supposed to be what God used to push darkness, not let darkness push us. But we're supposed to be able to know how to push darkness and cause it to flee. And, you know, because if you walk in a room and it's dark, if there's no lights on, but the minute you flip that switch and light come on, the room is no longer full of darkness, it's filled with light. And so if we are the light of the world and we have the natural lights to show us the example of what the spiritual light is supposed to look like, then we have to learn how to be as the light in your living room or your kitchen or your whatever room that you walk in. You have to know how to turn on as a light in the roof, in the ceiling of your room, and cause darkness to flee and be able to accomplish much for the kingdom. So at the scripture tonight that I want to add to the ones that we had from last week is Luke chapter 18 and verses 1, and we're simply told that, again, it's about being persistent. And we've already have read scriptures many times about praying continuously, because we're supposed to be able to communicate with the Father at all times. And yes, when we learn how to do that, it's an attitude. Prayer is something that you can just think of, and you do. Once you learn how to go into the Holy of Holies and learn how to be quiet, you can go into his presence, God's presence, at all times, and make a difference in situations around the world. So what we're supposed to do is learn how to be systematic in praying, and instead of giving up when we feel the enemy pushing against us, that we be persistent and push against him. And in I think it's the NIV Bible where the scripture, it says that we are to, let me see if I can, we are told to always be persistent and not give up, referring to our prayer life. In James, it says, 18 and 1 say, and that verse, and I'm reading the whole verse, but it's the B clause that we're referring to. And he spoke a parable, and this was when Jesus was teaching his disciples before he left. He said, he gave them a parable. He spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men are always to pray. Now, we've read it over in Thessalonians, but we've not talked much about it from Luke, one of the disciples. But men ought to always pray and not to faint or not to lose heart or not to give up. So when we have things happen like last week, if you have to hang up to and call back in, that's what it takes to get rid of the static, then just do it. Just don't give up and let the enemy have the pleasure of rejoicing because you missed something that you needed. And if not for yourself, you might have needed to share something with your neighbor. You might have needed to share somebody with somebody you met at the grocery store. Sometimes when we come together, it might necessarily be that we need what is being taught, but we may need it because we're going to be the connection to somebody else that needs to hear what God is saying that needs to happen right now. Again, I thank everyone for understanding, those understood that it was a spiritual attack. It was the enemy wanted to hang up because he'd like nothing more than to stop the Bible study when the word is being taught according to the way that God has want us to get it from Genesis to Revelation. And without the word, we can't make it. We have to have the word. We have to stand on its solid ground. Everything else might be sinking, but the word of God is still the same as it was when it was spoken. So again, thank you so much for your patience when we run into problems. And if you have to hang up to clear the line and do it and then call back in. It's better to miss a couple of words than to miss the whole section. I thank God for each one of you. I thank God for Thursday night because it is accomplishing much for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And the added scripture tonight is Luke chapter 18 and the first verse. God bless you all, and back to you, Robert.
Excuse me, Robert. Reverend Maddie, you said, right after you said be still so we can hear God's instructions, you said to know is to study the word, and I didn't get that middle one, and then you said be still. What was that middle one?
Well, are you saying it was a verse, or was it?
No, you were giving us the message. You said to be still so we can hear God's instructions.
Okay, well, we started out with Matthew chapter 6.
No. This is further down, right after you talk about Matthew 24. You said to know is to study the word, and then you gave the next thing to do, but I didn't get that.
Oh, well, the next one after Matthew was Psalms 100, verse 4, where you're in his gates with thanksgiving, and where you always go into the presence of God. First thing is you begin to thank him before you make a request. And then Psalms 46 and 10 is where you be still. You learn how to go into his presence and be still after you talk to him so that he can talk to you. And then being persistent. And if anything past that, Mark, it came straight from the throne room, and it's not recorded.
Okay, that's what I was talking about. Okay. That's what I needed.
All right. Okay, back to you, Robert.
Come off the mute, Robert.
Okay, thank you for the words. Tonight our 30 seconds is going to be coming from Deborah Jackson.
Okay.
We've been waiting for this.
Ooh, who there?
Go ahead, Deborah. Go ahead.
Oh, our 30 seconds is a reflection from a evening reflection from God's word. And it's the title of the reflection for this evening, 30 seconds, is The Secret Ingredient. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow Nori, nor gather into bonds. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Matthew 6:26. It reads, research have shown that 90% of the things people worry about never happens. That's right. 90% of all worry, anxiety, and fear is pointless. We all have a choice to make. We can spend our life totally consumed with what's going to happen, or we can follow the sound, wise advice of Jesus in tonight's key verse. And remember how valuable we are to our Heavenly Father. And we can pray Paul's advice to the church in Philippians about prayer contains a secret ingredient. He said we should bring our request to God with thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6. Do you fold vital ingredients into your prayer mix? There is no better time than right now to begin doing so. If we will bring our requests to God in thanksgiving, His incomprehensible peace will guard our hearts and minds. Sleep on this. Reject worry tonight. Make the choice to look at the birds of the air and remember to be anxious for nothing. Take your concern to your Father. But before you do, spend a little time contemplating the many things for which you are grateful. That's Matthew 6:26, teaching us to trust God just like the flowers of the air and the birds, and be anxious for nothing. Worrying is just pointless. Pray, make your request known to God, and He will take care of you just like He takes care of the fowls of the air and the fish of the sea. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up for input and update. The line is official. This is Jesse. I want to thank you all for praying for me. I go home tomorrow, and if you continue to pray for me, I need somewhere to live. So just thank you all for praying for me. I go home tomorrow. Thank you.
Okay, no more inputs and updates? Okay, we'll move right along to roll call then.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If there's no mistake, on last week we had 40 people on the line, and we thank God for each and every one. And we're going to go right into roll call. Lee in Virginia.
Yeah.
Dennis and Sandy.
Yeah.
Richard and Willamette.
Here.
Dennis, what is this?
Here.
Robert and Portia.
Here.
Here.
Oli. Lori.
Here.
Reverend Maddie.
Yeah.
Esther Burwell.
Here.
Grace.
Here.
Sandra. Lynn Todd.
Here.
Denise. Mari.
Here.
Deb Bradford. Barbara.
Here.
Linda. Deborah Jackson.
Here.
Lorraine Jones. Ken and Carolyn.
Here.
Chris and Dawson.
Here.
Josephine.
Here.
Carolyn.
Here.
Charlotte.
Here.
Renee. Angela.
Here.
Darius.
Here.
Samari.
Here.
Asante.
Here.
Tim.
Here.
Tina Strong.
Here.
Josh.
Here.
Honda. Miss Jessie.
Here.
Francis.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Tanya White. Fran. Lisa. Five. Evelyn C. Did I miss anyone?
Deborah Bradford is here.
Thank you. Anyone else? Back to you, Uncle Robin.
All right, thank you, Jim. Okay, moving right along. Next week, 28th is Thanksgiving. The census I got is that, okay, it's only 30 minutes out of a whole Thanksgiving day. So as it stands right now, we will be doing it unless we have a lot more objections, okay? So next Thursday night, we have a few. I know we're going to miss some. Some people are going to be going out of town on the road. But next Thursday night, our opening prayer, if Deborah is available, Deborah Bradford is up. Okay? And our 37th will be Grace and Jordan. And with that said, we'll go right ahead on and turn it over to Pastor Gradwell for our closing prayer.
I just wanted to say Lisa is here. I don't know if you got me.
Okay.
Most precious Heavenly Father God, we thank you again for another Bible study. We thank you for our wonderful teacher. We thank you for your word having free course tonight. Lord, we thank you for what she has been teaching us. God, to trust you, God, and put our confidence in you. Lean not to our own understanding. You said, in all thy ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. God, continue to direct us. Give us the wisdom that we need, God. Lord, keep us save, God, sanctify, and fill with your Holy Spirit, God. Lord, if we have committed any sin, oh, God, if we have talked to anyone wrongly, God, we ask you to forgive us, God, and create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit, God. Lord, we want to live a clean and a holy life. You said, if all possible, God, live peaceful, God, among our saints, our sisters and brothers, God. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for everything that you've done. It's nothing impossible with you, God. Lord, you can do all things, God. And I thank you for many ways that you have made out of no ways for us. God, and you bless us financially, physically, God. Oh, God, you kept our mind right. You regulate our mind, Jesus. We can think right, God, walk right, and talk right. I thank you for this day, God. We won't take nothing for granted, Lord. God, we know that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, Lord. We thank you for everything. We thank you for Jesse, Lord, and her request tonight, God, looking for a place to stay. You said the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God, you own everything, the cattle upon thousand hills, God. It belongs to you, God. You can open doors, God, that no man can open. You can close doors that no man can close, God. I thank you right now for everything and everyone tonight, God. Continue to bless us, God, financially, physically, spiritually, God. Lift us up tonight, God. You said if I'll be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lord, we want to lift you up tonight. We thank you for dying on Calvary Cross for each one of us, God. Lord, I love you tonight. I appreciate you, God. Oh, God, keep our body healed, God. You said by your stripes we are healed, God. Oh, God, you healed the lady with the issue of blood. You raised Lazarus from the dead. Lord, it's nothing too hard for you, God. Oh, God, we ask you to touch us tonight, God. Lord, as we sleep, God, watch over us, God. Give us that sweet sleep, God. Lord, sweet, sweet dreams, God. Lord, be there for us, God. Protect us from all harm and danger, God. Oh, God, be with us, Lord. And I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Oh, God, continue to help us, God. Oh, God, to do the right thing, God. Live holy, God, and watch, oh, God, and be prepared, God, to meet you when you return for us, God. And I thank you in advance for this day, God. This is the day that you have made. I want to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. And I thank you for everyone, God, that's on the line. Whatever their needs are, God, Lord, supply it, God. You know everyone, name by name. Oh, God, you even know their address, God. You know where they live, God. Lord, I ask you to search their heart, God. If you see any wickedness, God, Lord, move it out, God. Move it out tonight, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. And we thank you for everything that you've done for us this far, God. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Savior, my Redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.